Understand Her by Esso Ibrahim to my favorite human being, Elle. If you struggle to understand the women in your life, don't worry, it's not as complicated as you might think. The trick to understanding women is to put your assumptions aside and get to know them as individuals. Whether she's an acquaintance, a family member, or a romantic partner, if you take time to talk to a woman and listen to what she has to say, you'll soon have a clearer grasp of who she is and what makes her tick. This book will introduce you to challenging thoughts and, if practiced right, even enhance your perspective. You may find it helpful to get familiar with women's issues and learn to recognize and question some common gender stereotypes. Have a particular woman in mind while reading, rather than thinking of women overall. Chapter 1. Destructive Optimism. While we often think of ourselves as highly rational and logical, researchers have found that the human brain is sometimes too optimistic for its good. Suppose you were asked to estimate how likely you are to experience divorce, illness, job loss, or an accident. In that case, you are likely to underestimate the probability that such events will ever impact your life. Point 1. What is the optimism bias? Your brain has a built-in optimism bias. The phenomenon is also often referred to as the illusion of invulnerability, unrealistic optimism, and a personal fable. This bias leads us to believe that we are less likely to suffer from misfortune and more likely to attain success than reality would suggest. Point 2. We believe that we will live longer than the average, that our children will be smarter than the average, and that we will be more successful in life than the average. But by definition, we can't all be above average. Optimism bias is a mistaken belief that our chances of experiencing negative events are lower and our chances of experiencing positive events are higher than those of our peers. This phenomenon was initially described by Weinstein in 1980, who found that most college students believed their chances of developing a drinking problem or getting divorced were lower than their peers. Point 3. At the same time, most of these students also believed that their chances of positive outcomes like owning their own homes and living into old age were much higher. Impact of the optimism bias. The optimism bias doesn't mean we have an overly sunny outlook on our lives. It can also lead to poor decision-making, which can sometimes have disastrous results. Point 4. People might skip their yearly physical, not wear their seatbelt, not add money to their emergency fund, or fail to put on sunscreen because they mistakenly believe that bad things won't happen to them. Cognitive neuroscientist Tali Sherrod, author of The Optimism Bias, a tour of the irrationally positive brain, notes that this bias is widespread and can be seen worldwide. Point 5. Sherrod also suggests that while this optimism bias can lead to negative outcomes like foolishly engaging in risky behaviors or making poor choices about your health, it can also have its benefits. Benefits of the optimism bias. If we expect good things to happen, we are more likely to be happy. This optimism, Sherrod also explained in a 2012 TED Talk, can act as a self-fulfilling prophecy. By believing that we will be successful, people are, in fact, more likely to be successful. This optimism enhances well-being by creating a sense of anticipation about the future. Optimism also motivates us to pursue our goals. After all, if we didn't believe that we could achieve success, why would we even bother trying? Optimists are also more likely to take measures to protect their health, such as exercising, taking vitamins, and following a nutritious diet. Causes of the optimism bias. So why are we so geared toward optimism? Experts believe that our brains may be wired by evolution to see the glass half full. Researchers have suggested various causes of optimism bias, including cognitive and motivational factors. When we evaluate our risks, we compare our situation to others, but we are also egocentric. We focus on ourselves instead of realistically looking at how we compare to others. But we are also highly motivated to be so optimistic. By believing that we are unlikely to fail and more likely to succeed, we have better self-esteem, lower stress levels, and better overall well-being. The optimism bias conundrum. Optimism bias increases the belief that good things will happen in your life no matter what. But it may also lead to poor decision-making because you are not worried about risks. Contributing factors. The following are some of the factors that make the optimism bias more likely to occur. Infrequent events are more likely to be influenced by optimism bias. 0.7 People think they are less likely to be affected by hurricanes and floods simply because these are generally not everyday events. People experience optimism bias more when they think the events are under the direct control and influence of the individual. 0.7 As Sherrod described in her TED Talk, it's not that people believe things will magically work out.